Right, morning to you. 10:05. From one big story to another big, big story. Thousands of fans left disappointed last night when One Direction cancelled their first Belfast show, while the SSE Arena, I've been calling it the Odyssey, it's changed now, isn't it? The SSE Arena was absolutely jam-packed. Fans were told late on that Liam had taken sick and that the band could not perform. A statement is expected very shortly this morning. BBC Northern Ireland's Claire Graham and our Vinnie went along to speak to the many unhappy customers as they left the arena.
Got it. We've been looking forward for the past year.
And then what happens?
The last minute, they cancelled.
A wee white-haired man came out and said there was three announcements. The first one was, what was the
Liam
first one?
Was
Liam
sick.
Was sick. And he said it three times, and then he said another one, so I'm thinking it's a joke. And the third announcement will be just joking.
It's just a joke.
And then everybody started to leave. And we danced all night to the
best song ever. All of us on staff here appreciate just how disappointing it is to hear what I've said, that the show has been cancelled this evening.
We
danced all
night to the best song ever. We couldn't see them.
They were cancelled, and I'm never going to get to see them.
278 days, I'm not going down, I know this. What am I supposed to do?
We sat, we've been here from like 6 o'clock waiting, and then we were left sitting in there for ages, and then just at the last minute, they cancelled.
Really sad. Really,
really
sad.
Annoyed, angry.
Devastated.
Very sad. Very upset, let down.
Really disappointed.
They let us stand in there till the very last minute. It was 2 minutes before they were due to come on, then it just came out and went, it's cancelled, go home.
Terrible. I only found out a couple of weeks ago that I was going and just got it.
What time did you come down at tonight?
6 o'clock.
VIP.
So how much did you pay for your tickets?
£160 each.
Go on a holiday for that.
I know. I wish I had off.
No. My face!
Even through the tears.
I don't know.
I just want to get home now. I'm just fed up.
I saw that Stephen Nolan tweeted that he was told Niall was sick at 5:30. So why did it take them to 9 o'clock to tell us? Arena's made so much money from us tonight, standing there buying drinks, buying food, merchandise, and then they're just like, go home.
Yeah. And now you're standing outside in the rain.
Exactly. Worst night of my life.
Maya, what age are you?
6.
And how are you feeling tonight?
Disgusted.
It's their last tour here, like they're going on a break next year, and if they don't reschedule, like I won't get to see them again.
It's just so disappointing.
Yeah.
I just think that's disgrace.
Yeah, definitely.
I know, but I got it for Christmas present.
Well, Eamon Holmes tweeted last night his disgust for the band not coming out themselves to apologise, to address the crowd, even if they couldn't perform. Why didn't no one from One Direction come out onto the stage, is what Eamon Holmes was wondering, and simply say, look, we're really sorry, we can't do it. What they did do is they tweeted after they had left, after the fans had left from wherever they were. And lots of you were getting in touch with me last night. Here's maybe it was a coincidence, I don't know, but I was interviewing One Direction yesterday, and I was scheduled to interview them at 5:30 yesterday, and Niall and Louis were the two who I was due to interview. And at about 5:40, one of the One Direction representatives came out and told me that Niall was ill and couldn't do the interview. So last night, it would seem that not just Liam, who they have publicly said was the reason for the gig being cancelled, but it would certainly seem from what I was told that Niall was also unwell last night, around about 5:40. And then when I was in the SSE Arena, I saw Harry, and there's Harry with his leg brace on, with whatever it is, broken leg, whatever it is, but he certainly had a leg brace on. So it's the walking wounded, for goodness sake. 03030 80 55 55. Quite a few of you very, very unhappy about this. Mark, good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning. So you tweeted me last night, and I sent this photograph out, which we'll send again now so that people can see the devastation that had impacted on your family. You tweeted a picture of your little girl. What a powerful photograph, Mark, in bed under her One Direction duvet in tears.
Yes, that's correct. Well, first things first, I want to say thank you for having me on the biggest show in the country. Last night I was in the house. I was watching the football with my son, and my wife sent me a text saying, can you come and collect us? The concert has been cancelled. I thought she was joking. So I phoned her and I said, I sent me a speech. She goes, no, honestly, can you come down? So I went down, collected the wife and kids. Kids cried the whole way home. Even got them in the bed. The two wee girls were still crying. As you say, I sent you a tweet of the photo of Olivia. They're heartbroken, Stephen. They're heartbroken. Even my wife I was talking to this morning, she says that Olivia, she couldn't even eat her breakfast because she was so upset. She said it was the worst day of her life. You know.
Yeah, some people find it funny, but it's genuinely distressing to a kid of that age.
Oh, Stephen, I say my two young girls are 6 and 7, and like I went down, I camped out for 2 days last year to get the tickets in the freezing cold. They sent you a photo of the tent that's still in, kids' pop-up tent. Freezing, waited a year. They've been excited for a year to go and see it. It was my wife's birthday yesterday. She was excited to go and see One Direction on her birthday. And the three of them are just, they're really upset. I'm upset for them, you know. But same with thousands of other people.
And how hard did you have to work to get those tickets?
Well, as I said, I went down, I camped out for 2 days to get the tickets. I was, you know, the third person in the queue to get the tickets. So, you know.
You camped out?
I camped out in the freezing cold. So, and the tent was that small, Stephen. I sent you a photo. My legs were even hanging out, but that's how small the tent was. That was a dedication I tried to do as a fella to get tickets for the two young girls.
What can they do? If he's sick, he's sick.
If he's sick, yeah. I agree. I totally agree with you. But, you know, as you said, you knew early on that there was talk that they were sick. Why wait the 9 o'clock?
I was told, to be fair to them, I was told it was someone else that was sick. I was told it was Niall that was sick.
Yeah,
certainly sick, too sick to do an interview with me, is what I was told.
I don't know. Well, I'll wait to see what the statement really says. You know, what was wrong with them? You know, you're hearing all these rumours and things about them as well. You know, so nobody knows what's the truth yet. You know, but to send a man out at 9 o'clock, you know, to tell the people, you know, people had spent how many £1,000 was spent in the Odyssey last night. You know, from different parents for their kids. I know my wife had spent at least £50. She spent £20 the first 30 seconds I got in. So she had, you know, she spent over £50 last night. That was her alone. What about the other people as well?
You know, one of the key questions, I guess, for the One Direction management team, because anybody can get sick, but there were people in that band who were not sick last night.
Yes.
And clearly there was a judgment call made that, you know, for all it would have taken, 30 seconds, 40 seconds, for Louis, Harry, whoever else there is in One Direction, to walk out in front of the crowd and to say, we are really sorry. But they chose not to. They chose to send out, you know, an announcer. Yeah. And off they went.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said to the wife. Whenever I went there and I picked them up, I said to the wife, why could they not have come out on the stage, you know, for the kids, for everybody even to see them, to see a glimpse of them? People have waited, you know, say my wee girls are only 6 and 7. They ain't waited all their life to see One Direction, or they're only young, same as other people. They didn't even get 30 seconds to see them.
Yeah.
You know, for them to do that, it's awful. I'd like to think, you know, maybe at the end they could put another show on at the end of the tour, if not the end of the week. I don't know if there's spare night or not still. I honestly don't know, but you know, that's Christmas presents for people, it's birthday presents. You know, these young children are heartbroken.
The statement from Aiken PR, the show tonight has been cancelled as Liam is taken ill, and while not serious, he's unable to perform tonight. Please hold on to your tickets. Further statement will be made in the morning. The band apologises to the fans and wish Liam better. So that was issued last night. We are expecting a statement this morning. The Nolan Show has been in touch with Aiken's to ask them if they have any messages for the fans on the programme this morning. I think we're being told it'll now be 11 o'clock. Mark, thank you. Caroline, morning, Caroline. Hello, Caroline.
Hi, Stephen.
Good morning to you.
Morning.
Well, tell us your story. You spent over £300 on tickets.
Yes, I brought my two daughters and my niece last night. We were there from 5 o'clock. A good friend of ours, Una Harvey, was the one that actually got me the tickets. My daughter was in hospital when the tickets were released, receiving chemotherapy. She got us the tickets and the children got them as Christmas presents last year. We went yesterday. My daughter, the 8-year-old who had cancer, was only 8 weeks cancer-free, wasn't feeling herself. I said I would bring her anyway because she's not going to get a chance to see them again. And we sat and waited and 9:05 before they announced that it was cancelled. So three angry girls in the car on the way home.
What do you think they could have done better?
I understand if Liam's sick, 100%. If someone's sick, it's a totally different story. My daughter has not been well. If she's been fighting cancer, other children there in wheelchairs, other children there that are sick, if they could make the effort to go down to a concert, travel down to a concert and sit for hours waiting to see them, one of them could at least have the decency to come out and explain why or what was going on. As of yet, no announcement. At 11 or 12 o'clock, whatever it is, should have been announcement first thing this morning. No one knows what's going on.
Let me read a tweet from Ari Eamon, from Eamon Holmes. This was his reaction 12 hours ago, last night. He says, I don't care who was sick in One Direction. The rest of them should have had the decency and maturity to appear on stage and explain.
Well, there was 9,000 fans there last night. If that had been Wembley, would they have cancelled? If more fans, would they have cancelled that? My daughter took sick last night and a paramedic had to attend to her. She was brought backstage just as they were announcing the show was cancelled. When I went backstage, there wasn't one member of anything to do with One Direction. There wasn't any, I could see right to the stage. There was equipment boxes about, and all there was that was out there was the arena staff cleaning. There was no other member of staff there, not at One Direction Management, nothing. They didn't have the courtesy to come out and announce the recount. They sent a member of the Odyssey to announce that. A fair play to that man for announcing it, because he's lucky he made it off stage.
You know, it's not going to really make any long-term difference because the fans are so loyal to them, Caroline, that, you know.
I have a 14-year-old daughter who has followed Diamonds from day one, and she came home last night saying she didn't even know if she wanted to go back to their concert. She left last night in a ball of tears. My 8-year-old, who, as I've said, only in remission 8 weeks, has this been her thing that she's been looking forward to. As other children who were wheeled out there and wheeled crying their eyes out, no one had the decency. I could use other words, but I'll not because I'm on radio. But they could have had the decency to come out, even one of them, and announce. Jamie Lawson came out and done a half-hour set. He'd done a meet and greet at door 14. My daughter went up to meet him, and his management stood there and said they'd only been given 15 minutes notice for this meet and greet. Why did he do a meet and greet? They were trying to kill time. They knew at 8:15 this was being cancelled. So why would we only find out after 9 o'clock?
Well, all these questions, obviously, you want answers to.
Yep.
From the promoters, from One Direction themselves. And as I say, Caroline, the plot thickens because I was told personally, this is how I can say this, I was told personally sometime between 5:30 and 5:45 last night that it was Niall that was sick.
Yeah.
So not Liam.
They need to make up their minds.
So it was Liam that was sick, apparently, that's why the gig was cancelled.
Yeah.
Sometime between 5:30 and 5:45, I was told Niall was sick.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on, but I do think someone should have come out. That was a disgrace last night. People that were crying, even adults. I think they were more upset, or the children were upset, but even adults were crying. They couldn't believe it. The amount of money that was spent last night, I spent nearly £70 last night on food, merchandise, everything else, and getting children's faces painted, and for what?
Maura Kelly. Morning, Maura.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. Hi. Very, very disappointed in the way they managed things last night. I thought more of One Direction. It's just very disappointing for kids. All the kids that were there, if you just saw the tears, the upset. I had my three girls there, aged 6, 7, and 10. It was my 10-year-old's birthday. This was the best birthday present ever. We spent the evening there. And then to wait until 9 o'clock to be told they're not coming on stage was really, really wrong.
And what impact did it have?
My 10-year-old daughter was inconsolable. And I'm still picking up the pieces. From that, it was a surprise to them yesterday morning. They didn't know that they were going. And you give them that present. Three of them had it as birthday presents. you give them that present, they spend the day full of the excitement and whatever. My 6-7-year-old are just, they're not even talking about it. They're kind of like, okay, whatever. Them not big 1D fans now.
More thank you. Michael. Morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Michael.
Where do I start? Well, I'm just gutted, to be honest with you. I planned the whole thing. I thought, well, I'm going to go and get her tickets. I drove up to Belfast the day before, supposed to buy them off of a lady. She then let me down and told me that she sold the tickets. So I went to the venue on the off chance that maybe they might have some left.
Was it a long journey you made?
Yeah, I come from Coleraine.
Okay.
So I went over to the ticket venue and I asked the lady, I told her to explain the story. You know, I've got a 6-year-old girl who's obsessed with One Direction. Any chance of tickets? She said, lucky for you, we've got 4 cancellations. And if you want, you can have the tickets. We normally give these to the VIP guests, but if you want, you can have them at face value. I think it was £70 a ticket. So I bought the tickets, came home. I didn't tell her nothing. She thought she was coming with me to fix somebody's electrics. So I got to the concert, opened the doors, went in there with her and announced her that she was going to see One Direction. And you got to see her face, Nolan. She was so excited. Absolutely excited. She could not believe that she was going to see this boy band, you know. To me, personally, I like their music. It's all right. But it's not my cup of tea, if you know what I mean. But what I did notice when you walk in, as soon as you walk through the door on the left-hand side, there's merchandise straight away. And we're not talking that stuff's cheap. It's really expensive. The T-shirts were £25. The tour passes were £10. So before we'd even sat down, I'd spent £50. Yeah?
I'll tell you one of the key questions that someone's asking me to ask this morning.
Yeah.
At what point did the organisers or did One Direction themselves know that that concert was going to be cancelled?
Well,
and at what point was the SSE Arena or whoever it is down there continuing to sell merchandise and profit from an event where they knew, if they did know, that they were about to cancel a concert.
I'll tell you why they let that event happen and why they let it carry on.
Now, hold on. Let's not speculate.
I just think it's because the guy...
Let's not speculate. We can't.
All right.
We can't.
Okay.
We can't, Michael. But it is a relevant question from me. At what point did they know?
It's disgusting they didn't even come on stage. Even if two of them had come on stage and just said, look, I'm really sorry, at least my daughter would have seen One Direction on stage. The chance of her seeing them now is very, very, very slim. Do you understand? When I was her age, my mum bought me tickets to Michael Jackson, the Dangerous Tour, and he cancelled because he was sick. I still remember the date. It was August the 12th, Wembley Arena, and he cancelled because he was sick, right? But they announced on the stage that day, don't worry, you will see him. We're going to do another date for him. So we knew. It's just really strange. It was my daughter's first ever concert to One Direction, and the same thing happens to her. You know, I'm just gutted for her, to be honest with you. I don't know what to say to them. I think they could at least have a decency this morning to even say, you know, we're going to reschedule or, you know, you're going to get a refund or whatever it is, but at least announce what you're going to do. At least have a decency. Like you said, you saw Harry with a cast on his leg.
Yeah.
I mean, how's he going to jump about a stage if he's got a cast on his leg?
Well, no, it was known, wasn't it, that he had a broken leg, I think. I don't know. I don't follow One Direction, but I was standing beside Harry and he absolutely had a cast on his leg and absolutely I was told that Niall was sick and now we learn that Liam was sick too. Louis came bouncing out. There was nothing sick about him. He was hyper.
I know. I've seen your picture with him. I saw a picture of you and I thought, how can they be pictured with you previous before the show? I mean, surely they must have known at 5 o'clock. They have to have. There's no question. And even trying to get out of the place was just... I can't even explain. You get told that the concert's cancelled and you've got all these 5-6-year-old girls and grown women, Nolan, screaming, crying, you know, because they're not going to see One Direction. And I'm having to explain to my 6-year-old little girl that I've got to now drive home with her and she's not going to see One Direction. And she literally cried the whole way home. You know, I still don't know what I'm going to say to her today because she seems to think that we're going to go and see them. You know, I think I'm just going to try and get her X Factor tickets on Friday and just hope for the best.
Let's see if One Direction are prepared to put on an extra night in Belfast to make up.
Can you see that when their last show's on Saturday at Sheffield? Can you really see that happening?
Well, do you know what? Let's see. Let's see if they're prepared to put on an extra afternoon, an extra day, an extra night. Let's see how the most successful pop boy band in the world, one of the most successful pop groups in the world, if not the most successful, they've got the power to do what they want. Let's see how they're prepared to make it up to the people of Belfast, given the fact, as Eamon Holmes has said, given the fact that not one of them even walked out onto the stage.
They don't care.
And said, listen, we are sorry.
They do not care anymore. They've made their millions. They're splitting up on Saturday. That's the end of One Direction. You're never going to see them again. Maybe in 10 years they might come back as a reunion. But that's it. They've made their money. They want out. They probably just want a break. I can imagine how they feel, because I used to be an MC, and when I used to go places and do things, I used to get fed up with going. And I remember one time I was MCing in Zante, and I said to the promoter, he'd paid out for our tickets and everything, and I said to him, "I can't perform." He said, "Why?" I said, "I've got the flu, and I'm not getting on that stage, and I don't even feel like."
But do you know what? There genuinely might be a bug going around. We don't know how ill Liam actually was. So let's just wait and find out. But Michael, thank you.
No worries.
Holly,
you take care.
Morning, Holly.
Hello, hiya.
Go ahead, Holly.
I was at the concert last night. It was hectic. Even afterwards, there was no, couldn't get phone reception, try to phone people. There was kids crying. There was a woman had actually bought her daughter's merchandises, and she actually went to take it back because it had the dates in the T-shirt. They refunded that back for her, but they wouldn't refund all the other merchandise that she bought for her children.
What, like?
Like hats.
Well, they wouldn't. Well, now that's interesting.
Only refunded the T-shirts because it had the dates on them.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? So you buy One Direction merchandise as part of your concert experience. They cancel a concert, but they won't give you your money back for the merchandise.
Yes.
Interesting. Holly, thank you. I want to speak to Ingrid. You had family who travelled all the way from Italy, Ingrid. Morning, Ingrid.
Hello. Good morning.
So you had family that travelled all the way from Italy?
Oh, yes. We travelled yesterday the whole day to arrive here and then waited from 4 o'clock outside in the freezing cold, waiting to get in. And then when we actually got in, got a nice spot and everything, waited until 9 o'clock. Squeezed like hell because we were down and very, very happy. And then this man came up and told us. I mean, that was very, very, very bad. They should have come up themselves, first of all. That's what all the kids were saying.
What does it say about them that they didn't? What does it say about One Direction that they didn't walk out onto the stage themselves?
Yes, that should have been the first thing to do, I think, just for, being nice with their fans. They've been waiting there, some people, from a year to see this concert.
And so, Ingrid, your family travelled from Italy. Gerard, your family travelled from the Isle of Man, is that right?
Yes.
Morning, Gerard.
Morning, how's things all right?
Go ahead.
Yeah, Steve, my young fella, he got tickets for himself and the granddaughter, she's only 8, to go over. And they travelled from, I think it was 9 o'clock yesterday morning, got the plane over to Belfast, obviously had to get a hotel, blah, blah, blah. And, done a fair bit of shopping in Belfast during the day and then went to the show, I think it's about 6 o'clock. And the little kid is just absolutely devastated. They're back on the Isle of Man now. They got the plane from Belfast this morning. But the young fellow was saying the taxi driver said to him that they were getting told at 3:30 yesterday that, that it was going to be cancelled.
At 3:30 yesterday?
Yeah, that's a taxi driver this morning bringing him back to the airport. Now, my young fella, more fool him, by the way.
Can I just say that's hearsay? We would be very interested in talking to that taxi driver if he can get in touch with us. Nolan at bbc.co.uk. Thank you very much. Just to squeeze one more call in. Sarah. Morning, Sarah.
Hiya, Stephen.
Very quickly, Sarah.
Very quickly. Yes, I videoed it and I put it up on YouTube and things. It's very much like the Garth Brooks thing. I was due to go to Garth Brooks and then that got cancelled. So it's the waiting game now on this announcement. What they're going to do. Is it going to be refunded? Or are they going to make another concert for us? It's the whole thing again. It's the waiting game that we had for the Garth Brooks.
Well, we are expecting an announcement at 11 o'clock this morning. So we have half an hour to wait. Sarah, thank you. Thank you to you all for your company today. Nolan Live Television. BBC One tonight, 10:35. See you then. Have a good day in between.